Imagine this. You're at a dance performance, but like instead of just seeing the dancers, you can actually see the emotion behind every single movement. Like their feelings are painted right onto the air.
Whoa, that's a cool visual.
Right. So that's what we're diving into today.
A groundbreaking new system that visualizes the expressive power of wheelchair dance.
We're talking cutting edge stuff.
Oh, yeah.
This isn't like some far-off futuristic concept. This is a real system built on years of research.
Yeah, and we're taking you behind the scenes with this research paper, fresh from a prestigious computer graphics conference.
Fresh off the press.
Yes.
Movement quality visualization for wheelchair dance.
Okay, so before we get into how this thing actually works, I think it's really important to understand why this research even exists in the first place.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Wheelchair dance, as an art form, is incredibly powerful and expressive. But it faces unique challenges.
Definitely.
Particularly when it comes to things like documentation and analysis.
Yeah.
The researchers actually hit on this right at the start of the paper.
Yeah, there's this quote that really jumped out at me. Wheelchair dancers face challenges finding teachers and choreographers who can accommodate their needs, documenting and sharing choreographies. It's like they're working with an entirely different vocabulary of movement.
Exactly. And every art form needs its own tools for understanding and expression. Think about how much we rely on movement analysis in other areas of life. In sports, we break down an athlete's form to improve their performance. In animation, animators meticulously study movement to bring characters to life. This research aims to bring that same level of analysis and understanding to wheelchair dance.
So how do you even begin to capture and analyze something as nuanced as dance? Especially when it comes to the unique movements of wheelchair dance.
That's where things get really interesting. This system is built upon something called Laban Movement Analysis.
Laban Movement Analysis?
Yeah, LMA.
Okay.
Which has been a cornerstone of dance analysis for decades. And what's fascinating about this research is how they've adapted it specifically for the world of wheelchair dance.
Okay, so before we go any further, can we just back up for a second? For those of us who aren't, like, dance experts.
Sure.
What is Laban Movement Analysis? I have to admit, I'm drawing a blank here.
So imagine you're trying to understand the meaning behind a sentence. You've got your nouns, your verbs, your adjectives, right? They all work together to create meaning.
Right.
Well, LMA is kind of like grammar for movement. It breaks down dance into these core elements or effort qualities that help us understand the intention and the expression behind each movement.
I like that. Movement grammar.
Yeah.
So what are these effort qualities? Are we talking about like how high someone jumps or how fast they spin?
Those are definitely part of it. But LMA dives deeper into the nuances. It looks at things like time.
Okay.
Is the movement sudden or sustained?
Mm-hmm.
Weight, is it light and airy or strong and grounded? And space, is the focus direct or indirect? And how is the body interacting with its surroundings?
Interesting.
These qualities, when combined, give you a rich understanding of the dancer's intention and expression.
Okay, so it's not just about the what of the movement, but the how.
Mm-hmm.
It's about those subtle variations that make each dancer unique, right?
All right.
Precisely, and that's where this research gets really exciting. They've taken these established principles of LMA, which have mostly been used to analyze traditional dance forms, and they've adapted them to the unique movement vocabulary of wheelchair dance. It's like they're creating a whole new dictionary for understanding and appreciating this incredible art form.
This is already blowing my mind. We haven't even gotten to the visualization part yet. They actually show these LMA qualities in the paper, right?
Yes. Figure 2 is a great visual aid here. It lays out the different effort qualities.
Okay.
Like time, weight, and space with clear visual examples. You can see the difference between a sudden movement and a sustained one, or how a dancer might use their weight to create different qualities of movement.
So we've got the movement analyzed and broken down into these core components, but how do you go from analyzing it to actually visualizing it?
Mm.
That's where the tech comes in, right?
Yeah.
Okay, right. This is where my brain starts to melt a little. Mm. We've got this beautiful system for analyzing movement, but how do you take something as abstract as sustained or, you know, strong weight and turn it into something we can actually see?
Right. That's where the magic of AI and computer vision comes in. The system uses a technology called MediaPipe to track the dancer's movements in real time.
MediaPipe.
Yeah. And the cool thing about MediaPipe is that it doesn't require any of those bulky sensors or motion capture suits you might see in a Hollywood studio.
Wow, really?
Yeah.
So how does it track the movement? Are we talking special cameras or something?
It can work with, you know, fairly standard video input, actually. Yeah. The system analyzes the video frames to identify key points on the dancer's body and their wheelchair.
Interesting.
It's like having a super-powered choreographer's eye mapping out every gesture and shift in weight.
So it's not just tracking the dancer's body separately from the wheelchair.
Right.
Right. Because the chair itself is a part of their movement vocabulary.
You're exactly right. The researchers call it body reconstruction, and it's one of the coolest aspects of the system. They use this really clever grid system, which is actually shown in figure 4 of the paper.
Okay.
And it maps the dancer in their wheelchair as like this unified whole.
I see.
And this grid helps them capture what they call the frontal plane, which is basically like the overall shape and direction of the body.
Okay, that makes sense. And I'm guessing they're not just looking at a flat image here, right? This is about movement in three-dimensional space.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
In addition to the frontal plane, they're also looking at what they call the main kinesphere and the wheelchair kinesphere.
Okay.
It's a mouthful, I know.
Yeah.
But think of it this way. The main kinesphere is like the dancer's center of gravity, their personal bubble of movement.
Mm-hmm.
While the wheelchair kinesphere acknowledges the unique range of motion that the chair itself allows. So they're really capturing the full dynamic interplay between the dancer and their chair as this single expressive unit. This is really cool. But we still haven't gotten to the actual visualization yet. How do they take all this data and turn it into something we can actually see on a screen? All right, picture this. You're watching a dancer move. And as they move, you see lines and shapes appearing around them, almost like animated brushstrokes, responding to their every motion.
Okay.
That's essentially what this visualization system does.
So that sounds cool, but I need more details. What do these lines and shapes actually represent? Like, what am I looking at?
Remember those LMA effort qualities we talked about? Time, weight, and space?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, each of those qualities gets translated into a visual element.
Okay.
For example, time, whether a movement is sudden or sustained, is represented by the length of a line.
Okay.
So a short, sharp line might indicate a sudden burst of energy, while a long, flowing line could represent a slow, sustained gesture.
So as a dancer moves from, like, a quick turn into a long, graceful arc, those lines on the screen are actually changing length in real time.
Yes, exactly.
Wow. That's amazing.
Yeah.
What about weight and space? How are those visualized?
Weight is depicted through the size of circles.
Okay.
So you might see larger circles for light, buoyant movements and smaller circles for stronger, more bound movements.
Mm.
As for space, they use a combination of a compass and a grid.
All right.
So the compass needle points in the direction of the dancer's focus.
I see.
While the grid helps visualize direct versus indirect movement qualities.
Wait, so if the dancer's moving across the floor, then suddenly shifts their focus to something above them.
Yeah.
That compass needle is actually going to swing upwards on the screen.
Exactly. It's all happening live, synchronized with the dancer's movements. Figures 5 and 6 in the paper show some stunning visuals of the system in action. It's one thing to, you know, read about it, but to actually see it. To see those qualities of movement come to life visually.
Wow.
It's really something else.
I can only imagine. It's like being able to see the music or the emotions behind the movement. This is far beyond anything I could have pictured.
And you know, it's not just about creating pretty pictures.
Right.
When the researchers tested the system out with both novice and experienced dancers, the results were amazing.
Oh, tell me more. Tell me more. What kind of impact did it have on the dancers? Did they find it helpful, insightful?
Not only did it accurately capture their movements, but it actually helped the dancers understand and explore their own expressiveness in new ways. For the novice dancers, it was like having a window into the nuances of movement.
Yeah.
Seeing how even the smallest shifts in weight or timing could, like, drastically change the feeling of a gesture.
That's incredible. It's like having instant feedback on your own body language, but on a whole other level.
Exactly. And even the experienced dancers who already have a deep understanding of their own movement vocabulary found themselves gaining new insights by seeing their movements visualized in this way.
Wow.
It's like they were able to step outside of themselves to see their own artistry from a new perspective.
So we've talked about the impact on dancers, but this feels so much bigger than just the world of dance, right?
Yeah.
You mentioned earlier that this kind of movement analysis is used in sports, animation, all sorts of fields. So what are the broader implications of this research?
You're right. This has the potential to revolutionize the way we think about movement in countless fields. Imagine using this technology in, like, rehabilitation settings. Yep. Patients recovering from injuries could see their movements visualized in real time, helping them to regain coordination and build muscle memory more effectively.
That's an amazing application. Yeah. I hadn't even considered that, but it makes perfect sense. You could tailor the therapy to each individual's needs in a whole new way. What else? You mentioned animation earlier.
Absolutely. Animators are always striving for that perfect blend of realism and expressiveness in their characters. Imagine being able to capture the nuances of a dancer's movements with this level of detail, and then using that data to create incredibly lifelike and emotive animations.
So we're not just talking about cartoons here, but potentially even CGI characters in movies, video games. Like, the possibilities are really kind of endless. Are there other areas where this kind of technology could be impactful?
One area that really excites me is human-robot interaction. Imagine robots that can not only understand our verbal commands, but also interpret our body language, our emotions, our intentions, with the same subtlety and nuance that we do.
Yeah.
This technology could be a major step towards creating robots that are more intuitive, more responsive, and ultimately more capable of collaborating with humans in meaningful ways.
It's amazing to think that this research, which started with a focus on wheelchair dance, could have such far-reaching implications. It's like they've tapped into something fundamental about human expression and then given us the tools to see it, to understand it, and maybe even replicate it in ways we never thought possible.
Yeah. And, you know, one of the things that strikes me most about this research is that it challenges us to confront our own biases. We often have these preconceived notions about what normal movement looks like.
Right.
But this system reminds us that everybody moves differently.
Yeah.
And each movement has its own unique beauty and expressive potential.
It's not about fitting into some predefined box of what movement should look like, but celebrating the incredible diversity and expressiveness of all bodies.
Exactly. This research is a powerful reminder that even within something as seemingly objective as movement, there's always room for subjectivity, for interpretation, for individual expression.
This has been an incredible deep dive. We've gone from the challenges facing wheelchair dancers to the cutting edge of AI and computer vision, and then we zoomed out to potential impact on everything from rehabilitation to human-robot interaction. It's pretty amazing.
It's been quite a journey, and it really highlights how seemingly niche areas of research can often lead to these incredible breakthroughs that have the potential to change the world.
Absolutely. So as we wrap things up, here's something I'd love for all of you listening to ponder. The researchers mentioned that one of their goals is to expand this system to visualize the movements of multiple dancers simultaneously.
Oh, wow. Imagine the possibilities there.
I know, right?
Yeah.
Can you imagine seeing the energy flow between dancers, the subtle ways they influence and respond to each other, all laid out visually? How might that change the way we experience and understand group dynamics, not just in dance, but in all aspects of our lives?
It makes you think.
It really does. It's a question worth considering. And with that, we'll leave you to dive deeper into your own thoughts. This has been The Deep Dive. Thanks for listening.